Hi, and welcome back to the Chi Podcast. The Children's Healing Institute is dedicated to the prevention of child abuse and neglect. So in today's episode, I wanted to give an overview on what is child abuse. Child abuse is any intentional harm or mistreatment to a child under the age of 18. Child abuse can happen in different ways. This can include physical abuse. Physical child abuse occurs when a child is purposely physically injured or put at risk or harmed by another person. A child can be sexually abused. Sexual abuse is any sexual activity with a child, such as fondling, oral genital contact, intercourse, exploitation, or exposure to child pornography. Emotional abuse. Emotional abuse means injuring a child's self-esteem or emotional well-being. It includes verbal and emotional assault, such as continually belittling or berating a child, as well as isolating, ignoring, or rejecting a child. Medical abuse. Medical child abuse occurs when someone gives false information about an illness in a child that requires medical attention, putting the child at risk of injury and unnecessary medical care. And, of course, neglect. Child neglect is a failure to provide adequate food, shelter, affection, supervision, education, or medical care for a child. In many cases, child abuse is done by someone that the child knows and trusts. This can include a parent, a family friend, or even a relative. How can you tell if a child is being abused? What behaviors do they have? Well, some things that can happen is a child who is being abused may feel guilty, they may feel ashamed or confused. He or she may be afraid to tell anyone about the abuse, especially if the abuser is a parent or another relative. That's why it's so important to watch out for some red flags. This can include withdrawal from friends or usual activities, changes in the child's behavior, such as they can become aggressive, hostile, or become very hyperactive. They can become depressed, have anxiety, have unusual fears, or even a sudden loss of self-confidence. There can also be frequent absences from school, rebellious or defiant behavior, and sometimes even suicidal attempts. Specific signs and symptoms depends on the type of abuse that can, and it can vary. But keep in mind that these are warning signs. So if you see a warning sign, it's definitely necessary to explore what is going on a little bit. Sometimes a parent's demeanor or behavior can send red flags about child abuse. Some warning signs include a parent who shows little concern for the child, appears unable to recognize physical or emotional distress in the child, blames a child for their problems, consistently belittles or berates the child, uses harsh physical discipline, and severely limits the child's contact with other people. If you're concerned that a child has been abused, it is important to seek help immediately. Please call your local police department. They are open, of course, 24 hours a day. There's also hotlines that can be reached. If you live in the state of Florida, we have our hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. There's also a national hotline called Child Help National Abuse Hotline. That number is 1-800-422-4453. It's important to take some steps to protect your child from exploitation and child abuse. Some things that we can do are things like, number one, offer your child love and attention. This includes trying to develop good communication and trust with your children. Nurture your children, listen to them, and be involved in their lives. Number two, don't respond in anger. If you feel overwhelmed, take a break, walk away. Come back when you feel calmer and in control to discuss whatever was going on with your child. Number three, think supervision. Don't leave your child home alone. In public, keep a close eye on your child. Volunteer at their school and activities. Get to know the people that are involved in your child's daily life. Number four, know your child's caregiver. Check references for babysitters and other caregivers. Make irregular but frequent unannounced visits to observe what is happening. Number five, emphasize when to say no. Make sure that your child understands that he or she doesn't have to do anything that seems scary or uncomfortable. Encourage your child to leave a threatening situation and to seek help from a trusted adult. If something happens, encourage your child to talk to you and ensure your child that he or she will be okay. Finally, teach your child how to stay safe online. Put the computer in a common area of your home, not in the child's bedroom. use parental controls to restrict the types of websites that your child can visit, and check your child's privacy setting on social network site. Consider it a red flag if your child is secretive about online activities. I hope that today's information has provided you with some guidance and some knowledge. If you see something, please say something. If you live in Florida, contact 1-800-96-ABUSE, contact your local police department, or contact the Child Help National Hot Abuse Line, 1-800-422-4453. Until next time, my friends, wishing everybody health, happiness, and joy.
Thank you for joining us this week as we launch our podcast. We decided to launch early due to the COVID-19 pandemic that is taking place. Like you, we're all feeling the stressful events of the coronavirus pandemic in our community. It seems that every day we learn new information about COVID-19 and its effects on the world. These circumstances are having an extreme impact on our daily lives, such as extended school closings that leave our children home all day. Some parents are still going to work while others are working from home or facing job loss. All of these factors combined with the fears of the pandemic can cause parents to feel exhausted, overwhelmed, and sometimes at wit's end. And we wanted to provide support through this launch by educating and providing resources. Some of the ways that we're working through this pandemic include providing each of our program staff members with a mobile phone to keep in touch and remain available whether they're in the office or in their home. We are providing support face-to-face on a limited basis, but also through phone calls, texting, and FaceTime video calls. We are also distributing supplies such as diapers, board games, and toys as needed to our families in our program while our supplies last. We are also encouraging all the families in our program to join our dedicated private Facebook groups for each program. These groups offer great discussion, sharing of resources, support, and connection with other parents in similar circumstances. You can also find the Children's Healing Institute on Pinterest to check out our boards. We are collecting local and national resources related to the COVID-19 pandemic, educational resources, ideas for keeping children occupied and entertained at home, and stress relief strategies for parents. We're adding more every day, so go ahead and follow us. We hope that you all find some comfort knowing that no matter what happens with this pandemic, we will not stop working to keep children safe and happy in their homes. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook for updates, and we will see you next Friday for our next podcast. Have a great week.